The Lebanese army has pledged to continue its anti-Daesh operation until it regains all terrorist held territories up to the Syrian border. Lebanon's military spokesman, Brigadier General Ali Kansowa, made the remarks hours after the start of a major offensive in Jarud, Ras Balbak, and Al-Kab. He vowed to fully defeat the Takfiri group and said that the army has already targeted several terrorist positions with rockets and heavy artillery fire. Meanwhile, the Lebanese resistance movement Hezbollah has also declared a joint offensive with the Syrian army along the border. Images from the battlefield show several members of Daesh surrendering themselves amid intense fighting. Lebanese forces have been tightening Daesh's hideouts along the Syrian border over the past few days. Andre Vilcek is an investigative journalist joining us from Beirut on the phone. So you have a multi-thronged operation that's going on here in terms of how Daesh is being targeted from both sides of the border. What are your views on that?
Well, this is an entirely new chapter in a fight against the terrorism here in Lebanon and in Syria, because 3 weeks ago we had a very successful operation of Hezbollah and Syrian as well as Lebanese army against al-Nusra. Now there was a negotiation with al-Nusra, and eventually al-Nusra surrendered. They were moved to a designated Syrian area. But this time the clear message from Lebanese army, from Hezbollah, and from Syrian army is that there will be no negotiation with Daesh. There will be no negotiation with the terrorists. This is very well performed action, which is in commemoration from Lebanese side. It's in commemoration and in honor of the kidnapped Lebanese soldiers and martyred Lebanese soldiers. And it is, although the Lebanese army says there is no direct coordination about the timetable with Syrian army and Hezbollah, there is obviously, there is a collaboration and there is a cooperation between these three forces. And the success is very obvious, because as you mentioned this morning, the operation began at 5 a.m. Lebanese time. And actually right a few hours after into the operation, there is there are fighters from Daesh, from ISIS already surrendering on both sides, especially from the Syrian sides. And at Lebanese side, there is artillery, heavy equipment used. The position of the Daesh is pounded. There is 500, allegedly 500 fighters at the Lebanese side, and they are under very heavy attack. And the chances are that actually there will be same success 3 weeks later as there was a success against al-Nusra.
Thank you for that. Investigative journalist Andre Vilcek from Beirut.